Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren. There's a blast from the past.
So how outraged should we be about how four top-selling South African cars did in the latest global NCAP?
New Car Assessment Program.
Yes.
Okay, so they're the global authorities on car safety, and they test these cars by slamming them into an object at 64 kilometers an hour. Mm-hmm. They did this with these four South African cars 2 months ago, released the results just last Friday. And in the case of the Nissan NP300 double cab Bucky, very outraged, as it turns out. The body shell of that made in South Africa Bucky, ironically called the hard body and marketed as African tough, collapsed in a crash test conducted in Munich, as I said, a couple of months ago by Global NCAP. As a result, the Bucky was given a safety rating for adults of 0 stars, which is a shocker. Because of the so-called poor protection it offered to the driver's head and chest, injuries were so bad that they could potentially have been fatal. And 2 stars for the young children strapped into car seats in the back. Ironically, the crumpling adult area protected the children a bit in the back. So David Ward, Secretary General of Global NCAP, said, "The occupant compartment completely failed to absorb the energy of the crash, resulting in a high risk of fatality or injury. The NP300 hard body is ridiculously misnamed as its body shell has collapsed." Doesn't get worse than that, I'm afraid.
Zero protection for the driver and front passenger. How is this even legal?
Okay, so Nissan responded by saying, "The safety of our customers is Nissan's top priority. All our cars meet or exceed regulations in all countries in which they are sold." And that is the key to this story, Darren, because South Africa has very little in the way of regulation of car safety features. And that, coupled with relatively little awareness among South Africans about safety features, what we should have, what we shouldn't, what other countries' citizens have for safety in their cars, this leads to manufacturers stripping out some of the life-saving safety features of the cars they sell in Europe, in the US, in Australia, in Japan. They strip it out and they put what looks like the same car on sale in South Africa without some of that life-saving stuff. So the NP300 Bucky could never go on sale in Europe and several other countries. Just like the hatchbacks, the Hyundai i20, the Toyota Yaris, and the Kia Picanto, which were also crash tested in Munich along with that Bucky, they don't have electronic stability control, ESC for short, which is an anti-skid safety feature, which is thought to have saved as many lives as the seatbelt, right? But how many South Africans, especially buying entry-level cars, know what that even is?
Yeah. I think also it comes in a lot handier in the colder countries because you need anti-skid for the icy roads.
Yeah, but not just that. It saves lives on dry roads as well. Yeah. So, in fact, only 2 cars, as far as I can tell, selling for less than 200,000 rand in South Africa have ESC, and that's the Renault Sandero and the VW Up. And yet it's been compulsory, since November 2014 for all new cars sold in the European Union, for example, to have ESC. Nothing longer in the US.
You mentioned those hatchbacks. How did those 3 hatchbacks do in that crash test? Any better?
Yes. Thankfully, no more 0 stars. All 3 hatchbacks scored an acceptable 3 stars for adult protection. That's in the front. And both the Picanto and the i20 scored 2 stars for child protection in the back, slightly less. The car seat in the Picanto for the 3-year-old actually became unlatched, which was a bit of a problem. The Yaris was the best of the 4. It was the only hatchback with 3-point seatbelts in all 5 seats, including that middle one at the back.
Oh, wow.
So it scored, and Global NCAP can't believe that any car is being sold without a 3-point seatbelt in every seat. But anyway, it scored that Yaris 3 stars for both adult and child protection. But here's the thing. Of all those 4 vehicles tested, only the Picanto was found to have a stable body shell. The others were what NCAP called unstable, meaning that with any more pressure, and that would be a crash at a speed higher than that test, 64 kilometers an hour, which is actually quite slow, those cars would then horribly deform. So, yeah, not all good there around the body shell issue. Mm. What does the AA think about those results? That's our very own Automobile Association. Mm. Here's what their spokesman, Leighton Beard, who witnessed, as did I, both the Yaris and the i20 smashing into that barrier in the crash facility in Munich.
Yeah, it is absolutely of concern to the AA. I think, you know, when people go buy a vehicle and they're told that it has a certain safety rating, they are going to believe that it has that rating. What we know is that different cars are sold in different markets, and that a car with a certain safety rating in one market will not have that same rating in another market. There will be different safety features, or some safety features may be left out of it. It's incumbent upon the a person who is actually buying that vehicle to do their own research and to find out, if they can, if that vehicle has been tested in South Africa, and if so, what the rating is. If not, they need to do some further research on what safety is available on that vehicle if they want to buy it locally.
So a car that got a 4 or 5 star safety rating in Europe or Australia may very well be a very different car under the skin here in South Africa.
Maybe. Some will be the same, an exact import, and others, especially at the lower end of the market, will be different. And that's what these tests have proved. So as I said, I was actually in that crash test facility on the days that the R20 and the Yaris were crashed into the barrier, thanks to Global NCAP and the AA. And I must say, you prepared for it, you know it's going to happen, but it's just the sight and the sound of that smash at even such a low speed is something I will never forget. It's absolutely shocking. And it was immediately obvious to the NCAP team, the engineers, even before the dummies and the wreckage were examined, and that the body shells of the SA hatchbacks were less robust than that of the European counterparts, because they've seen those European counterparts being crash tested
over and over and over and over.
The spec lists of the seemingly physically identical local versus European cars show a radical difference in the safety spec.
What kind of differences?
I'll give you a very eye-opening example in just a little bit.
In a bit, like not now.
A bit, not right now.
More
just
with Wendy
now,
Nola
now.
When we come back.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
So Wendy lady.
Wendy Nola, didn't you hear that?
Wendy Nola. Are you saying that, say, a Hyundai i20 or a Yaris sold in South Africa has fewer safety features than the seemingly identical car sold in European countries?
Yeah, that's what Global NCAP is saying, and we're also paying more if you do the sums while getting less. So time for us to get a little outrage. And it's not just those manufacturers. It's happening across the board because, as I said, we have very little regulation around car safety, and we have very low awareness. So why should they bother? It's not people aren't asking for it.
Sure.
So a version of the Hyundai i20, for example, is sold in Europe with ESC, that's electronic stability control, the anti-skid safety feature. Mm-hmm. That is standard on all models. It has to be. It's legal. Mm. Along with 6 airbags, as opposed to the 2 in the South African model, and autonomous emergency braking. In other words, if you
fall asleep at the wheel,
well, if you're not braking soon enough or hard enough, it will brake for you to prevent an accident. And it sells for around €11,000, compared with the equivalent in South Africa of around €14,000. And that version, our version, has 2 airbags and anti-lock brakes. That's it.
ABS. That's it.
ABS, yeah. So no vehicle should be sold anywhere in 2018, according to Global NCAP, without ESC, electronic stability control, and both front and side airbags as the bare minimum. And we're very, very far from that. So the organization's technical director, Alejandro Furas, says that the manufacturers are taking advantage of those consumers in emergency markets, that's us.
Or emerging markets.
What did I say?
Emergency markets.
Oh, well,
although you're quite
probably,
right.
It's probably,
very Freudian.
Very Freudian. Emerging markets, that would be us. They're taking advantage of our lack of knowledge, generally, about vehicle safety features. Mm. So key features such as ESC should not be optional extras or only available on the most expensive version of a particular model, which is what happens here.
So standard.
Very common. It should be bog standard, base model, they should be there. And then, you know, on even the cheapest model. And then, say, make your infotainment type features, your Bluetooth and your daytime running lights and all your special rims and all those sort of things, make those the optional extra. We'll make those only available on the most expensive models. Mm. The solution to the manufacturers putting cars with poor safety spec for sale in South Africa lies in consumer awareness and activism, Fura said. And that's what's been the case in all other markets. It's been driven by consumers looking at these crash tests and thinking, no way, put better safety in. Fura says, we expect that as we test more cars in developing countries and the media publishes our findings, which is what we're doing today, and then get shared on social media, consumers will start demanding better safety. Mm-hmm. And I thought the last word should go to Leighton Baird of the AA.
The most important thing that we'd like to see happen is that consumers begin to pay more attention to the safety of vehicles, not only to the way the vehicle looks, and not only to what the interior offers them, but to what that safety of that vehicle is and how it's going to protect them and their families in the event of a crash. We can't just only rely on government to do all of this for us as consumers. It's our responsibility to take our own safety in our own hands. And one very important way we do that is by looking at the safety ratings of vehicles and looking at the safety that it offers before we actually purchase them.
Sobering well stuff. Yeah, very well put. That's it right there. We must be mindful. Yeah. Ask the questions. Look beyond.
When I hear these stories about us being taken for a ride.
Well, and we have the
in unsafe vehicles.
We have the power to change that.
We do.
So.
And you have empowered us.
Because the government's not really going to do it for us.
Yes, and we appreciate the media, unlike other emerging markets like the US.
Emerged markets,
where they call it fake news. Thank you, journalists and media.
This is not fake news.
This is
today.
100% real. Thank you, Wendy. And if you want to get a hold of Wendy, if you have any complaints or issues, or you want to engage with her in any way, Facebook is the place to go to. And there is an email option on the Facebook. So it's Wendy Knola, consumer.
The K is silent.
Okay.